safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Second half underway, the Searcy with the basketball. Lions down by four. Right out top for the Lions. A three is on the mark. His first one he's hit tonight. And he makes it a one-point ball game. 31-30, Mountain Home leads it. Searcy continues with full court pressure. Cruz works it ahead for Mountain Home. A look inside to Dichi. Turnaround jumper off the mark. Rebound underneath by Hicks, his second board. The outlet to Branch quickly up the right side. Searcy looking to take its first lead of the game. Hicks a three. No. Waymire rebound number 11 on the night. Here come the Bombers now with 7:12 left in the third quarter. Peters works right side. Searcy still in this 2-3 zone. Waymire with it. Cruz on the left wing. Looks inside to Waymire. Spins. Shot. No. Rebound Searcy. That's Hicks underneath. And again, the Lions looking to take the lead. Right. Lost the dribble out of bounds. Seven turnovers by Searcy. 6:46 left in this third quarter. Bombers by one. Peters now Benton working to the backcourt against the full court press. Benton handles it, works it across the timeline. Here's Peters on the right elbow. Starts left, goes back right. Benton looking inside. They'll get it to Waymire. His shot is good. The assist from Dichi. Waymire with 12 points and 11 rebounds. 33-30. Mountain Home with the lead. 6:18 left in the third. Ball knocked away by Dichi. Picked back up by the Lions. Baseline jumper won't go by Alcorn. And Cruz, the rebound for Mountain Home. Right side Peters now with 6:03 left in the third. Pass along the baseline from Dichi to Waymire. Deflected out of bounds. Bombers will have it under their basket. Left baseline to inbound. Dichi looks inside to Waymire. Right block. The shot no. Rebound underneath Cruz. The follow won't go. And cleared out by Wright from Searcy. Here's a drive by Hicks. He's fouled by Mountain Home. Dichi's going to pick it up. It's his second. Team's first this half. Freddie Hicks will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. First one is good. Dichi's had a couple of fouls tonight, both trying to prevent layups, and he's done a good job to make sure they didn't score and earn the points at the line. And Hicks misses the second free throw. Waymire with the board, his 12th. Bombers by two with the ball. Left baseline, Dichi, cross-court pass to Peters. It's Benton out top. He wants a three. It won't go. The rebound, Waymire sticks it back in. 35-31, Mountain Home. 5:17 left in the third. Three left side won't go, and Peters the rebound for Mountain Home. Colton's third board of the night. Cruz in the left corner, picks up the dribble, swings it out to Peters, top of the key. 5 minutes left in the third, 35-31. Mountain Home leads Searcy. Benton right side, swings the top of the key to Peters, penetrates, kicks it back to Benton, down the paint, layup no. Dichi, the rebound, follow, no, rebound, Waymire, he's going to put it in. Waymire. 37-31, Mountain Home with 4:30 left in the third quarter. Hicks has it out top, three is good. 17 points on the night for Hicks. 4:14 left in the third. Dichi into the front court, up ahead to Peters, to the left baseline. Out to Benton, into the paint, ball knocked away, out of bounds, Mountain on basketball. It's off right, belongs to the Bombers. It's 4:01 left in the third. Bombers will have it right baseline under their basket to inbound. Cruz lobs it into Dichi out top. Now Peters will get things set up. Benton on the right wing. Left inside to Waymeyer. Left block, no, but a foul. Waymeyer will go to the free throw line. Fouls on Wright. His third. First foul this half against the Lions. Waymeyer to shoot a couple. Another big night. 16 points, 15 rebounds on the evening. First free throw is missed. Has one more here with 3:50 left in the third. Hits the second one. 38-34, Mountain home with 3:46 left in the third. Hicks, right side, top of the key. Penetrates, drives, and is fouled. Dichi with the foul. Now the Lions are wanting the basket to count. They're thinking there was basket interference. As Dichi blocked the shot, his hand did actually grab the net a little bit, but I don't think it was enough to alter the shot. The three get together and say no. Coach White doesn't believe it. So it'll be two shots here for Hicks. First one is good. Dichi with his third foul. He'll come out. Baylor and Cresilius will check in for Mountain Home with 3:38 left in this third quarter. Second free throw. Good. Hicks knocks them both down. 19 points for Freddie Hicks on the night. He leads all scorers. Bombers into the front court against the press. Benton, his pass knocked away, picked up by Waymeyer. Misses, gets his own rebound and scores. 19 points for Waymeyer to go with 16 rebounds. 3:15 left in the third. Bombers by four. Shot along the baseline is good by Branch. He has 6 points. 40-38, Mountain home. Benton again works it ahead. He's going to attack the basket. Dump it down low to Waymeyer. He scores. And a steal by Benton. He takes it away in the backcourt. He's going to fire three and hit it. What a trip down the floor for Mountain home. The lead all of a sudden is a 7, 45-38. Branch, right side, top of the key. A long three. No, Benton the rebound underneath. Here comes Mountain home, leading by 7 with 2:27 left in the third. On the right elbow, now inside to Cruz. Gives it to Waymeyer, but he walked with the basketball, yep. 10 turnovers by Mountain home this evening. They have slowed down that pace. It was... they had 9 in the first half. 2:15 left in the third. Mountain home leads at 45-38. And we got a whistle away from the basketball. And a couple of players getting tangled up. And the referee is going to step in. And I think Hicks got a little mouthy there. They're going to get Cresilius with a foul. And Hicks had something to say. And good job officiating. They stepped in quickly and did not let that escalate at all. The foul on Cresilius is his first. Chris Grady, the official, of course, he's a state trooper. And he won't put up with much at all. He quickly defused that situation. Here's a pull-up jumper by Alcorn in the paint. It's good. Tristan Alcorn. 45-40, Mountain home. Here's Peters up ahead. Stop and go move. Then goes to the basket, draws the foul, and he'll shoot free throws. They're going to get Wright. That's going to be his fourth. Four fouls on Wright. Second team foul against Searcy. Peters to shoot free throws. Has 7 points on the night. He's going to shoot two. several subs at the, well, it looks like one sub at the scorer's table. They're going to get Wright out. First free throw is missed. So Wright comes out, and Love will check in for the Lions. Timeout Mountain Home, 1:53 left in the third. Bombers lead at 45-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
SC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
Well, the Bombers lead at 45-40. One more free throw coming up here for Colton Peters coming out of the timeout. 1:53 left in the third. Getting things lined up now for the free throw. Peters on the evening with 5 points. The free throw is missed, and the rebound underneath by Branch. Here comes Searcy. Priscilius and Hicks hooked up inside again. That's a pretty good battle. Here's a shot missed underneath, and oh my, John White's going to, oh, he's upset, deservedly so. Boy, I mean, he got bumped hard going in for the shot, and there was no call. Matt Holm got away with one right there. Here's Priscilius on the right wing. It's Benton out top now for the Bombers. Right side, Cresilius. Swings it to Benton again. 1:19 left in the third. The Bombers by 5 with the ball. Cresilius holds it out top on the right side. Spins by the defender who went for the steal. Takes it to the right baseline. Cut off there. Out top, Peters. Now Cresilius on the right wing. Back to the top of the key, left side to Peters. He'll penetrate down the left side of the paint. Late whistle and a foul. And I'll tell you, Hicks got awfully close to getting teed up right there as he started mouthing about it. Foul on Hicks, his third, team's third. And at the free throw line, Colton Peters to shoot a couple here. He's 0 of 2 from the line. First one is good, though. Second free throw up coming now for the Southpaw junior, and it's good. 7 points for Peters. 47-40. Mountain Home with the lead. And a foul away from the basketball. Double foul, Cresilius and Hicks. Those two have been battling inside. They're going to call a double foul. The possession arrow points towards Mountain Home, so the Bombers are going to wind up with the basketball. So the foul on Hicks, his fourth. Foul on Cresilius, his second. I like the call. They're trying to clean it up inside here. And so with the double foul, they're going to go to the possession arrow, and it should be Mountain on basketball. No, they're going to give the ball to Searcy. I thought it went to possession arrow with that double foul, but they're going to give the ball to Searcy. In the corner, right side, Eschettino will miss a three. Cruz, the rebound for Mountain Home. So two of Searcy's players, Hicks and Wright, on the bench with 4 fouls. Peters to the baseline. They got a foul against the Lions before the shot. The foul was on Love, his first. There's five team fouls on Searcy, four on Mountain Home. Benton missing the shot. Backside rebound, Riggin. Here he comes into the front court. Love, now Ashutino out top. Here's a long three, won't go by Riggin, and the rebound to Waymeyer underneath. 14 seconds left in the third. Bombers up 47-40, playing for the final shot here. Benton through a double team with the dribble. Kicks it in the corner. Cresselius a three, in and out. Rebound, Benton, the putback. Rattles around, it's good. Benton gets the putback, and the Bombers take a 9-point lead into the fourth quarter, 49-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off.